My name is Matthew Thomas. I'm the town historian for the town and have been researching Fremont's history for the last 42 years. Well, this meeting house is very unique to New Hampshire and, frankly, unique to the rest of the United States now. It's a twin porch meeting house with identical porches on each end. There used to be 70 of them in New England, and now there are only two left in their original condition. This one is the only one in New Hampshire, built in 1800, and the other one is in Rockingham, Vermont, built in 1787. What makes the Fremont Meeting House unique here in New Hampshire is the fact that the selectmen licensed tavern keepers to sell liquor from the porches of each end of the meeting house during militia muster days, which was generally in May and in September. And so that's the only meeting house that I know of in New Hampshire where they actually licensed the porches of a meeting house to be used as a tavern, so to speak. Also, we have an 1849 hearse house next to it that still contains an original horse-drawn hearse that was last used in 1961. This meeting house also has, according to architectural historians, the finest singing pews of an 18th century meeting house in New Hampshire. You'll be able to see why when we go in. What I love about the Fremont Meeting House is it truly reflected the economic means of the community in 1800 when they built this. Fremont was not a pretentious community, never pretended to be pretentious, was just home to hardworking people. It's a beautiful building with weather-worn beams and pillars and a beautiful high pulpit. The only embellishment they added in this meeting house was the marbleizing the woods, the staircases. They made it look like it was marble going up to the pulpit stair. And that's about as fancy as they got here in Fremont. It gets used two or three times a year, sometimes for weddings, but for Old Home Day in August, and on Memorial Day we'll have it open for tours. These are our connections to the past, and if we do not respect and appreciate the handiwork and the effort that those before us gave us, then we don't deserve to have what we have today.